What a wonderful. You know, this is how I'm going to be. I'll be angry about stuff. I'll be really mad at other people for it happening in the first place, because it's probably because of the massive amount of stupidity that other people will gather in one area, and then all of us will just go and kill half of the other people or something like that. And we'll all just go up and smoke, and I'll be laughing about it at that time, because then I will accept it and laugh about it and have a great time. And we'll play It's the End of the World as We Know It by R.E.M. over and over again and laugh about Chris Farley. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. It'll be fun for you. It'll be fun for me. I feel like I've been talking about this like on and off, like as a subject for like the last week or two for you. Like I wake up and it's on my mind, and I don't know why I'm having apocalyptic feelings. Maybe it's because I'm reading a science fiction fantasy novel now that I haven't read in a while, and it kind of, it's a little dark. And most science fiction fantasy novels are all about the end of the world, or, oh, if you don't get this one magical sword and kill the beast, we're all going to die. That type of thing. That's a narrative we keep going forth and back and forth. If we don't, you know, you're going to go see the multiverse of madness, you know. And you keep telling me all the time we're on the worst timeline. We're on the worst timeline right now.
We made the joke, and unfortunately, we never actually made the bingo cards. But just the fact that in 2020 we thought it was the strangest year, and then 2021 happened, and it got even weirder. And now we're in 2022, and things continue to get weird. And there's just a ton of things where it's like you don't expect this to happen, and it's the weirdest.
Here's the thing, guys.
Because I didn't have a billionaire buying a social media platform to allow the former disgraced president that was twice impeached.
Well, that's not why he got it, but
put him back on. It's happening. I'm not saying that they're all correlated. I'm just saying that it's happening. And had it been on a bingo card, I would have never expected that number to be called, Brian.
Yeah.
But it's being called because we are living in the weirdest timeline.
Oh, for sure. Look. While I was on a video call with my sister last night, who was wishing my daughter a happy birthday, while we were ordering our stuff at Olive Garden.
Mm-hmm. The best butter noodles
in
the world.
Butter, and grapes. They have the amazing grapes, apparently. I also sent a picture, like a picture message of the girls that we were with, because she brought her friend, to my sister at the same time as I was video conferencing her. And maybe, you know, 5 years ago, that would have taken an hour to send that picture. You know, I mean, technology is rapidly evolving. The stuff we can do now is going to be nothing compared to what we can do 5 years from now. Also, the climate is changing, whether you want
it
to
or not. 5 years from now, it also might be hotter than we can actually, you know, grow crops in.
10 years from now, Miami might be underwater. Who knows? Look, we have a... You know, I joke about, you know, Marvel movies, they're just a primer for the end of the world and that type of thing. It kind of is. It's the best way to go and kind of get your mind wrapped around, like, what could happen or who will do things. What's your apocalyptic vision type of thing? But again, you could either have an apocalyptic vision or we can move forward with technology. You have a choice here. Do you want magical robots that scrub the air of carbon and that can bring us down energy and we can all source it together, and maybe we don't necessarily all have to work more than an hour or two a day, and we can all enjoy the rest of the we can create our own Eden here, you know, we can make our own Camelot too if we wanted to. Do you want to do that, or do you want to have robots that come around and say, are you a virgin? Are you a virgin? Are you a virgin? You're a virgin detecting robot here. I just want to make sure. Are you touching someone? Have you touched anyone? Are you a male or a female? Or we can only have one or two. That's it. Do you want the technology to be used for that? I mean, come on. That we have a choice. And I think we're kind of at a crossroads. We've been stuck at a crossroads, being dragged across it, split apart. We have to go one way or another or be destroyed. Just thoughts on where we are. I've been holding it back for a while, buddy. Let's take some calls. Let's go to Tony in Portland. I can't think of a better person to talk to. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, brother. I'm just really pissed at Marsha Blackburn. I mean, she's literally proposing getting rid of contraception. And I kind of agree with her. When I think about it, I think we should have a ban on vasectomies from every man of childbearing age. Unless you're married and you have 2.3 kids. at that point, you know, yeah, you can have your March Madness. And that's the other thing that bums me out about this proposed legislation is it's really going to hurt those vasectomy doctors during March Madness. And
you know, that's really it, honestly, is I remember Jesus saying, blessed are the vasectomy doctors. Really is.
I think that's the next ban. We're not going to be able to get clipped. It's just not going to happen. I mean, you're going to, you know, why can't we be I could be a handmaid. Why not?
No, you're going to have to be, honestly, we're all going to have our stock, you know, basically decided whether we're allowed to breed or not, right? Is that where we're going to go? Is it?
Yeah, no, we're going to have to go get checked out every month. To see every 28 days, we're gonna have to make sure that they're, you know, we didn't get clipped, you know, to make sure we didn't get some, you know, Mexican doctor or backroom doctor to clip us.
See, I know that you're talking about satire here because you're actually talking about regulating men's bodies, and we all know that that's actually never, ever, 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 ever going to happen in this United States the way it is for another a good long while, man. I mean, if men got pregnant, you'd have an abortion at an ATM.
At every bar.
Yeah. Yeah. And it'd be like,
have a good day, bro.
Have a good one.
Thanks for the call, Tony.
It'd be stuff like ex dude abortions. Yeah. You know, like just stuff.
You'd see it like the hair loss. You'd see like the hair loss commercials and the Cialis commercials. But
you're a guy. You can't go to any, you know, hair salon. You have to go to a place that says sports.
And I guess I wasn't expecting to go down this tangent with you boys, but I would say that I would expect all the conservatives to also remove Cialis and Viagra off of any insurance plans, because especially for the Senate and the House, because if God wanted you to be able to do those things, he would allow you to do it still. See, so if you need something for assistance there, you got to leave it up to God's work.
All this joking and innuendo and funny stuff, you know, it's good for us, but they'll never get it because, I mean, you could point out that they're completely opposite of what they are, and they'll still go, huh, that's all right, I got faith.
We're still going to replace RBG 8 days before the election. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Plenty of time coming up.